Can I say something? Wonder why the archaeologists hadn't found that tower. You ever wonder? You ever wonder why? We found everything else. That thing's supposed to be the biggest thing out there, right? Why didn't we find it? You want to know why we have never found it? Would you like to know? Yeah. Go with me to Genesis chapter 11. Oh, and I'll close with this, I promise. Hallelujah. My promises are yea and amen. Let me show you why. Now, the King James translates this perfect in Hebrew. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. Came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So notice, man always wants to make a name of himself. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded, right? And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. They have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Wonder why we didn't find it. The ruins. Something. Because they never built it. They imagined they did. Look at me. Look at this. Verse 4, they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach it to heaven. Let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. Now, if you read up there, it said, we're going, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly, blah, blah. Verse 5, Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. Watch this. The Lord said, behold, the people is one. They have all one language. This they began to do. Now nothing began to do. Now nothing we restrain from them which they have imagined to do. Oh, let the light come on. They imagine. They were saying that by faith. Bless God, we're going to get together. We're going to burn those brick, mortar, slime. We're going to get together. And they imagine. My Lord, it's now coming out of a spirit, even though it's a dead spirit. And whatever they imagined, they never built it. They started to. And God said, oh, let's go down there and confuse their language. Look at y'all. They're reading all the way down the chapter. I ain't never heard that before. Now, and you can understand that. God said they built it, but it was in their imagination. See, it was by faith. And God said, my God, they're going to do this. And you read on. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and left to build the city. Left out to build. And therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Now watch, if you look in the Amplified, it says they built the city. No, it was in their imagination. They said, let us go to. We're going to do this. And God said, my Lord, if two of you agree, why is that so powerful? Is it because of your faith? Well, yes, in one sense. But what it is, above all, is you are speaking spirit. You have the ability to create, and there's nothing man can't